From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The CEO of Netflix issued an apology to his customers today. Reed Hastings admitted that his company messed up when it announced a price hike a couple of months ago. As NPR's Laura Seidel reports, he also used the moment to announce another major move. He's breaking the company in two.
In his blog post, CEO Hastings says from now on, the company's service for mail-order DVDs will be called Quixter.
I think it's about the dumbest thing I've ever seen. The separate websites are dumb, and I think lack of integration is dumb.
That is Wedbush analyst Michael Pachter. He's one of many analysts who think that Netflix has made a terrible mistake. About half of the company's 24 million subscribers have an account for both its mail-order DVD service and online streaming. Those customers will now get separate bills. And they won't be able to visit the same website to see what movies and TV shows are available, says Pachter.
It's kind of the cardinal rule of marketing that you do not make it more complicated for the customer. You always make things easy. And, you know, think Amazon one-click ordering. And, you know, this is equivalent, I think, of Amazon getting rid of one-click.
And what's worse, says Pachter, is that the creation of two separate parts of the company comes just after Netflix ticked off many of its customers with a price hike. 2 months ago, you could spend $10 and get both services. Then Netflix changed the price plan. Customers had to pay $8 for the streaming service and another $8 for mail-order DVDs. Netflix announced that they'd lost a million customers over the price hike, and they may be about to lose more. Maybe even Tommy Monhey from Burbank, California. He has both the streaming and mail-order service, and he's on the verge of quitting.
They want me to go to two separate websites to get both services that I had on one website. I just don't understand that.
Still, most analysts agree that the future for movies and TV series is online. Netflix was one of the first to start streaming over the internet, but now it's struggling to keep its customers happy. Take a show like Damages with Glenn Close. Netflix's streaming media customers can only see the first two seasons. On its website, there are already posts from frustrated customers who want seasons 3 and 4, but they can't get it.
Yeah, we're in the news every day.
Look at this. Frobisher's lawyer called us greedy in the Wall Street Journal.
On CNN, he said we're the bloodsuckers.
I warned you the media war was coming. Well, here it is.
In Netflix's media war, it's fighting Apple, Microsoft, Hulu, DirecTV, Blockbuster, and a host of other competitors who are ready to take away frustrated Netflix customers, says Forrester analyst James McQuivey.
A public apology from your CEO at a time when all of your competitors are circling like sharks is a little dangerous to come out so publicly and then not solve the problem for which you're apologizing.
So, the price hike isn't going away, and it's going to get more complicated to manage the DVD service and the streaming service. On top of that, Netflix is about to lose access to a bunch of Hollywood movies. One of its most important content partners, Starz, which has Sony Films, has just said it will end its contract with Netflix. It's no wonder that today on Twitter, there was a promoted tweet from Blockbuster that said, "Netflix customers, seeing red? We have the newest releases." Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.